第三页。般若波罗蜜多心经，观自在菩萨行深般若波罗蜜多时，照见五蕴皆空，度一切苦厄，舍利子，色不异空，空不异色，色即是空，空即是色，受想行识亦复如是。舍利子，是诸法空相，不生不灭，不垢不净，不增不减，是故空中无色，无受想行识，无眼耳鼻舌身意，无色声香味触法，无眼界，乃至无意识界，无无明，亦无无明境，乃至无老死，亦无老死境，无苦集灭道，无智亦无得，以无所得故，菩提萨陀依般若波罗蜜多故，心无挂碍，无挂碍故，无有恐怖，远离颠倒梦想，究竟涅槃。三世诸佛依般若波罗蜜多故，得阿耨多罗三藐三菩提，故知般若波罗蜜多是大神咒，是大明咒，是无上咒，是无等等咒，能除一切苦，真实不虚，故说般若波罗蜜多咒。即说咒曰：嘎帝嘎帝帕拉嘎帝帕拉桑嘎帝菩提梭哈。
So, first we do meditation. So, you can visualize Buddha Shakyamuni in front of you, clear as possible, for a few minutes.
现在呢，我们开始做一个简短的观想修行。我们要观想在我们的前方呢是本师释迦牟尼佛，观想的越清晰越好。
So around oneself, so visualize, think of six realm sentient beings.
在我们的周围呢，围绕着六道的众生。
Then taking refuge, so thinking Buddha's qualities, quality of body, speech, and mind, then generate single-pointed devotion to Buddha Shakyamuni.
这样的观想过后呢，我们要做皈依，我们要思维佛的身口意的功德。这样的思维呢，然后我们一心皈依。
Now, next one, the remembering the six realm sentient being kindness, the remembering six realm suffering. Okay.
这样如理的思维过后呢，我们也要思维六道众生，六道众生对我们的慈悲，对我们的善心，还有他们所感受到的痛苦。
So then, make this strong prayer or wish and think from your heart, you know, so loving kindness. So may all six realm sentient beings free from suffering and cause of suffering.
这样呢，我们打从心底呢发出身心，对所有的众生呢发起这个大慈心。愿所有的六道众生都能离苦，愿所有六道的众生呢都能离苦的解脱苦的因。
So may all sentient beings have happiness and cause of happiness.
愿一切的友情，所有的六道众生，都能得到快乐及快乐的因。
So next we recite the Buddha Shakyamuni mantra 7 times. So visualize the light rays come from Buddha Shakyamuni into oneself and all sentient beings. By then, purified their suffering.
如是思维之后呢，观想之后，我们要念诵本师释迦牟尼佛的心咒7次。在念这个咒语的时候呢，也观想。 从本师释迦牟尼佛身体放出大光明，降下甘露水，这甘露水呢净化了我们所有的痛苦业障。
What question if you have?
我们现在有时间给大家发问一个问题。大家可以发问一个问题。有没有问题？
一个 closer to your mouth.
有没有问题呢？可以发问一道问题。啊 ，CEO 有问题。手印哈，两只手。When we visualize Buddha Shakyamuni, what should?The visualization be, how about the hands gesture, the mudra?
Normal, I mean, in our tradition, we see one hand is in concentration mudra, left hand, right hand, you know, just touching on the earth like that.
根据我们的传承就是在我们的传承里面呢，当我们观想本师释迦牟尼佛的时候，他的左手呢是定印，入定那个印，然后呢右手呢是触地印。
I don't know. You can see that medicine Buddha like that, you know.
你可以观看旁边挂着的唐卡，药师佛。
The medicine Buddha is like that, but you know, Shakyamuni is like that.
药师佛的这个右手呢，虽然是触地，可是向外转的，可是本师释迦牟尼佛是向内的。
You can see many Shakyamuni Buddha statue, Tanka, yeah.
你也可以看那个我们在神台上。Oh, what's the difference between when they do it this way with the palms outstretched and the palms inwards?
I mean, each mudra have different explanation, yeah. The gesture of the hand symbolizes different way. You know, this one is like touching the earth, you know, subduing the poor Mara, you know, on this earth, you know, his hand touching there like that. Each hand gesture have different explanation. So this one touching on the earth, you know, subduing the poor Mara on this earth, you know. So that means he has subdued this poor Mara.
这每个手印呢，它其实都有不同的解释，因为它有不同的象征意义，它是一种象征来的。所以当我们讲的本师释迦牟尼佛的触地印，向内的触地印，是表示呢本师释迦牟尼佛呢已经降服了所有的烦恼魔，所以呢它这触地印呢是表示它已经降服了四种魔。So what are the four Maras, the four demons?
I think Mara of the aggregate, Mara of the death, Mara of delusion, Mara of the Devaputra.Mara the Devaputra.
Oh. 这四魔指的是我们的运魔，我们的五运的魔，运魔，还有个死魔，还有一个呢愚痴魔，还有一个天魔。就是其实这种运魔、死魔还有那个愚痴魔是比较属于这种身心方面的。可是那个天魔是指呢就是有一类众生他们是魔来的。他们是住在天上的。
So when you say Mara of the aggregate, so it's aggregate which is produced by the karma and delusion. Yeah, so that's the Mara of aggregate. So Mara of delusion is which create the karma, you know, all the delusion. Yeah, so those are called Mara of delusion. Then the Mara of death is where death come through the karma and delusion. You know, have to die because of karma and delusion. So like that. Then Mara Devaputra says, you know, those who ever practice, some devas, they shoot us the arrow and destroy our mind. Like that. Shoot the arrow, those who are practicing, and destroy our mind like that.
这个四魔，比如说我们讲运魔呢是指呢我们这个生命啊，这个是由业和无明而造成而带来的这个身运，所以它是一个运魔，因为呢它是由无明和有业呢所形成的。这个死这个
愚痴魔呢，指的是因为我们有这个愚痴无明啊，就是华文讲的惑，所以呢，因为有这样的惑呢，疑惑呢，所以我们就造业了，所以它是一种魔障来的，它是一种魔障，所以我们叫做愚痴魔。然后呢，因为有这个无明愚痴，还有由业所造成的无明和造业所造成的，所以呢，我们就有一期的生命的生死，所以呢，就有着这个死魔。这死魔是从这边来的。像天魔呢，是指这一类的众生啊，这一类的众生呢，他看到呢人间呢、或者这六道啊，有人在修行的话呢，他会起烦恼。他起烦恼的时候呢，他就会呢射箭去射向这些在修行的人呢，去捣乱这些人的修行哦，让他们的心呢不得安宁。所以呢，这一类的众生呢，就叫是称为天魔。
So, like so among those, I mean, the most, the main is the matter of delusion. So that's the main thing, you know. Once you have that matter of delusion, then other things will be happen, you know.
像这个四魔里面呢，最主要的就是这个愚痴无明的魔，这愚痴魔。因为只要呢我们没有断除啊，没有杀掉这个愚痴无明的魔呢，那其他的运魔了、死魔了、天魔呢，就会跟着而产生。
OK，All right，
这样解释还可以吧？Okay, she has another questions about this Devaputra. So is it considered good or considered bad?
Considered bad, of course. that support us to increase the delusion, anger, attachment, you know, helping to increase that. So it's not good. So.
应该算是不好的。那因为呢，它会干扰我们的修行嘛，就是说我们的那个贪嗔痴会增长。This Devaputra, they are supposed to be some sort of deva or live in the deva realms. There's all the deva beings are supposed to be good. So why are there some bad ones there?
Of course. Also like human beings, same. Yeah? Human beings consider good, but not all human beings do the good thing. Yeah? Also deva, they have different level. Deva is not free from suffering, not free from delusion. They have a lot of anger, they have attachment. So, you know, different level of attachment, level of anger. You know, deva is not perfect, not like Buddha.
就像人类一样哦，人类呢是属于善道的，应该算是比较好的，对吗？可是，在人类里面有各种各样的人类嘛，对吗？也有很多人呢都造了不善业的，所以它是有不同的层次的。所以呢，有些众生投身到天人道，虽然是天上的天人呢，可是他们并没有完全解脱痛苦的，他们还是受到这个三毒啊、贪嗔痴不同层次的。贪嗔痴的干扰的哦，所以呢，他们还投身为天人呢，并不是很圆满的，所以还是会有这样的问题。什么？How to have wisdom in practicing Dharma?How to have wisdom when we practice Dharma?
to have wisdom to practice Dharma. Yeah?
How do we gain wisdom?
So, firstly, I mean, of course, very firstly, some kind of belief, I think is important. You know, some kind of belief is involved there. So after that, then you look for that teaching, you know. Then you listen in, you hear, you know. So get some understanding, you know, by reading or hearing, you know, like that. So that's the very beginning, I think, to start from there.
So, 首先呢，我们要对这个佛法呢，对三宝有一些程度的正信了，我们能够信哦，相信，然后呢，我们可以去学或者去听一些佛理的开示，所以呢，初期学佛是从这个听闻经教开始的。那听闻经教之后呢，我们要对我们所听闻的教法呢，有一些正确的理解，所以这是第一步了。
So that after hearing, then also the contemplation, and after that, whatever you hear that, then you think for a while, you know, whether that really makes some sense for you or not, you know, to contemplate that.
这样听闻佛理之后呢，我们要做一些功课了，我们就要去思维我们所听闻的佛理到底呢，他佛教佛陀所开示的这个佛理呢，到底呢是否正确，或者是否合逻辑是否能够在我们的生活中运用到。
So after a while you contemplate, then something you understand better in your mind, then you think it's something meaningful.Then you contemplate again and again, you know, same topic, but you contemplate, you know, remind oneself again and again, you know.
这样呢，我们如理的去思维之后呢，我们就会得到一些信解，我们就觉得，哎，其实呢，这样的佛理开示呢，这样的教导它是有意义的，所以呢，我们就可以再次的根据这些开示呢，根据我们这些所听闻的佛理呢，去思维，再做思维，这样呢，我们每一次思维呢，就是不断的在提醒我们这个佛理，所以呢，我们对它的那个信解呢，会更加深入。
So here, of course, when you talk about wisdom, there can be many different wisdom. The wisdom arises from hearing the Buddha's teaching.Wisdom arises from contemplating the Buddha's teaching. You know, wisdom arises from the meditation. So it can be different type of wisdom, you know.
这样呢，当我们谈到智慧的时候呢，其实呢，智慧是有很多种的。比如说，当我们听闻佛法，了解了一些佛理之后呢，我们可以从这听闻之中呢产生智慧，所以呢，这就是听闻的智慧。当我们根据我们所听闻的佛理呢去做思维，而得到一些信解的时候呢，我们就得到了思维的智慧。当我们根据我们的思维呢，如理的去静坐、去静思的话呢，我们就会产生，就会从中产生到静思的智慧。
Yeah, so among these three wisdom, so the wisdom arises from meditation, so that's the best one. You know. Then wisdom arising from the contemplation, so that's the second best. Then wisdom arising from the hearing, so that's the another, you know, third best. Yeah.
如果呢把这三类智慧呢来分上中下的话呢，上中下，像上品的智慧呢，当然是由静思我们去禅修而产生的智慧，所以静思的智慧呢是属于上品的智慧。然后次品呢的智慧呢，当然是思维，如理去思维的那个智慧。然后下品的智慧呢，就是由听闻所产生的智慧。
So again, so how to have? This is the wisdom, but how to have? Yeah, so this is the wisdom. So understand Buddha's teaching in different way by hearing, contemplation, meditation. You understand Buddha's teaching. So there's different type of wisdom. So now question is how to have this wisdom? Yeah.
所以呢，当我们呢去理解佛的开示之后呢，其实这有这种三种不同层次的智慧，一种是听闻的智慧，一种是思维的智慧，一种呢是一个静思的智慧。所以呢，就有这三种。所以现在我们的问题是呢，我们怎么样能够啊得到这三种智慧
？So here, firstly, of course, your own interests, no, first.What really you're looking for. So everybody is looking for something. So that's, you know, whatever it is. So first understand, in Buddhism, of course, first understand the suffering, you know, the Pole Noble Truth. Understand suffering, why we suffer, you know, why we have pain, why we need to sick, why we need to aging, why we have to die, you know. So this is something we don't want.All these different types of suffering we don't want, you know. So then you think about this, you know, how to get out this something we don't want, then how to purify it, or how to get out from this suffering. Then this is something we need, you know, to have the wisdom. First must have this kind of understanding there, wanting to know this.Some interest, how this suffering came about, you know.
所以呢，首先呢，我们要对我们自己的、自己周遭、自己的那个、自己的所处的那个境地呢，有兴趣了。所以，关于这个智慧是如何获得，我们要对这方面的东西有兴趣。比如说呢，我们要去了解佛的开示究竟是什么。这样佛开示呢，是要我明白什么是苦。所以呢，我们要了解我们周遭的经验呢、经历呢，都是一种苦的视线。所以我们就要深入的去了解四圣谛的内容。为什么呢？我们会感受到痛苦，那是痛苦呢，是从哪里来的？为什么呢？我们会有老死等等。所以呢，因为我们不想要，不想要被这些苦呢，各种各样的苦呢所束缚，我们想要从苦中呢解脱出来，所以呢，我们就会想知道我们如何去净化这些苦。这些苦痛包括生理的、心理的等等，这样我们如何呢从这些苦中呢解脱出来。所以呢，要达到这样的目的啊，或者目标，我们需要有一些智慧，这样就需要一定的智慧。这样如果需要这智慧的话呢，我们首先必须啊有这种兴趣啦，就想要去了解它到底是怎么一回事。
So, Firstly, I think understanding one's suffering, you know, really understand one's suffering. You know, this is something basis, you know. You understand that, then you look for the solution. But like, when you are very, very thirsty, you know, then you know yourself very well, I'm so thirsty. Then look for something, yeah, for drink. Put your all effort to look for the drink. You know, similarly like that here, you know, understanding one's suffering. So then look for the solution.
所以呢，我们首先呢就要如实的去了解这苦到底是怎么一回事，它是从哪里来的，这是最基本的了，这是最基本的，我们一定要做到的。然后呢，了解了苦还有苦的因的时候呢，我们要升起这个希求解脱这种痛苦， 就是因为已经知道这样的情况了，那解决的方法是什么？所以呢，我们就会呢花精神呢、啊、花时间呢、啊、精力呢去了解、去修啊，这如何从这种苦的状况中呢解脱出来
？So that, so mainly here the point is first you should have this, you know, wanting. I want to free from suffering. You know, I don't want all this suffering. You know, so must have this idea oneself.You know, so then if that happens, then you are able to look for the solution. Then you look for that, then you are able to gain the wisdom. Yeah.
所以呢，首先呢，我们必须要了解我们自身的处境。这样自身的处境呢，对苦还有苦有些基本的了解呢，这样呢，我们的要从我们的心呢，要发起这个心呢，要完全解脱这样的痛苦。那如果我们有这样的心念的话呢，我们就叫做出离心。当你的出离心升起的时候，如果它真的有一天或有一刻或者已经发生的时候呢，啊，已经升起的时候呢，你就会有这个心愿，想要去找解决的方法，就是呢，就依据佛理的术语，就是你会升起希求解脱痛苦的心，或希求啊出离的心啊。当这种心呢升起的时候呢，你就会去找寻那个方法去解脱，这样呢，你就会得到智慧。
So here in of course Buddhism, we talk about different type of suffering. You know, suffering of pain, suffering of change, suffering of pervasive, yeah, pervasive.Pervasive suffering.
Conditional suffering.
Yeah, conditional suffering.
所以当我们讲到苦的时候呢，我们讲到苦啦，变异苦啦，变一切苦等等，就三种不同的苦。
So, of course, the suffering of pain, you know, we have the physical pain.So that, I mean, not really you need Dharma to solve that problem. You know? So we're not talking about that. You know, the doctor can cure that kind of suffering. You know, you don't really need to look so deep there for the Dharma. You know, so.
当我们讲到苦，比如说我们生理上的苦呢，我们是不需要去听闻佛法来找那个解决的方法了。哦，你苦的话，你去找医生治理就可以了。
So same thing, suffering of change also like that, you know. So sometimes you are hungry, then you go for look for some food, able to that after you pull, you know, then like that. So that can solve your.Suffering like that, so.
这个变异的苦呢，其实也不需要听闻佛法。比如说呢，当我们肚子饿的时候呢，我们去找食物吃，我们这个痛苦呢就解决了。所以它是一种变化所带来的痛苦。
So here Buddhism, I mean, mainly talking about the condition of suffering. And so talk about this, our aggregate in our body. What we have is this moment. You know, this once we have this one.This is the basis for all the suffering, you know. So understanding that.
所以呢，我们所讲的苦呢，需要佛法来解决的，其实第三种苦，这第三种苦是变一切的苦，这个华文的名字叫变一切，其实是指无论在哪一个道、哪一个六道、哪一个道之中呢，你都会感受到这样苦。如果是以人来讲，因为我们这一生是人，所以他们有些翻译就翻译五蕴之甚苦，这五蕴蕴身所带来的苦，它是我们痛苦的根源呢、啊。
So to understand that, you know, then you really understand that's the true suffering. In Buddha mentioned in Bodh Nova Truth, the true suffering. You know, to understand that your own body is the true suffering. You know, once we have that.There's no end of suffering, so understand that the basis of suffering. You know,
这样我们这个孕身呢，为什么是苦的根源呢？因为只要我们有了这样的一个身体，这个孕身的话呢，它会带来无穷无尽的痛苦的，它是所有的苦的根源。所以呢，这就是真苦，或者呢，我们用佛教术语就叫做苦地，苦地指的就是这个。
So this kind of thing we have to think, you know, why is suffering? Then how it came about?So think about, you know, that, listen, hearing, you know, then after that, whether there's any solution for that, whether this kind of true suffering, you know, true cause of suffering, whether it can be really removed or not, you know. And you think about that, then when you really understand that, oh, this can be removed, then real wisdom is there.
所以呢，当我们讲到这个苦地的时候，我们去思维这苦地的时候，我们就想，就要去思维呢，为什么会有这样的苦？为什么这个孕身会带来这样的苦？这苦呢，是从什么地方来的？它到底是怎么样升起、这样变化的？所以呢，这是我们需要听闻佛法的，我们需要去听闻开示。然后呢，听闻开示之后，我们想，这苦到底是，如果是这样来的，这样它到底有没有？解脱的方法有什么解决的方法、如果是用普通的话语来讲，就是有什么解决的方法呢？所以呢，想要这样的去思维的话，这样的去修的话呢，我们就会去想，哎，这个真苦的苦地啊，还有那苦地的来源就极地啊，他们到底能不能？被根除，我们讲哦，我们感受到这样痛苦，这痛苦是因为呢有某种原因，我们叫极地。这样它是这样的东西，到底能不能根除，能不能解决，是否能够进化？佛经讲可以进化，到底可以不可以？这样如果我们能够完完全全真正的去了解，哎，这样的痛苦呢，其实是可以进化的，它是可以有解脱的方法的。当你真正的了解是可以的话，啊，你的那个真实的智慧呢，啊，就升起了。
OK， 啊 ，I got OK，
可以吗
？OK， now I think go to our topic. So last time we talked about the.Will of life here, so here last time I mentioned, so with three poison we create the karma, and, you know, virtuous karma or negative karma, we create that. So because that, so the divide into five realm here, you know, so man, God realm, and three law realm like that. So depend on your karma, so it take different rebirthYou know, so there's six. Some have six realm. This have only five realm here. Yeah.
上一堂课呢，我们讲到这个生命之轮呢，就是这张图画了。啊，不懂大家有没有带来？啊，这样就由惑，或者是无明了，无明愚痴。你看经典，有些经典就有讲这个惑。就疑惑的惑，由惑呢所引发的三毒就是贪嗔痴，就这三种动物了。所以呢，我们造下了黑白业，黑业呢就是恶业，白业呢就是善业。因为我们造下了这黑业或白业的话呢，它就会有这个引力，它产生一种力量呢，将来呢就把我们投生到这生过后呢，投生到这个土化里面，就投生到。五道里面，啊，这个道呢，这张图画就有天，就天人，还有人道，还有这个三恶道。这样有些生命之轮呢，它是有六道的众生的，它加了一个阿修罗了，就修罗道。
So this third circle here, so this five realm shows that what kind of place we take rebirth. You know, this is the place, this five place we take the rebirth.And after we create the karma, so we take one of these, you know.
所以呢，这在这个同心圆里面呢，这个中央的是第一个，那外面的是第二个，这第三个，在这个第三个轮呢，第三个同心圆里面呢，他就画了这五道，这五个地方，就是当我们造业过后呢，将来会投生的地方，就这五个地方。
So like that, so some have six realms, so that one, the Deva realm divide into two, you know, God and demigod, Asura, Asura, so like that, so divide into two, then become six, you know.
所以呢，有些图画呢，生命之轮画的是六道。这六道呢，是因为他把这个天人道呢细分为天人道和修罗道，它分成两个，啊，加上人道了，就变成三上道，三个好的地方。
All right. Then, in even the God realm, of course, last time I mentioned, even the desire realm God and palm realm.Palm realm God, palmless God, you know, there should be different categories. So last time I mentioned the God realm, the desire God realm, divided into six, you know, six different types of desire God realm like that.
就算天人道呢，我们讲天人道啊，其实它是有很多不同的天的，不同的层次，不同的天的。比如说最接近我们这个欲界的，就叫欲界天。这欲界天呢有六个天，然后在欲界天的上面呢有色界，啊，在色界上面就无色界了。啊，
说来的 ，then again when you talk about the palm realm God, so they are divided into four, you know, first, second, third, fourth concentration, like that, four categories. Then each first concentration have three different type of, you know, categories. Second have that, third one that, then last four one have eight different type of categories. So total there's the 17th, you know.Pomram God like that, so they mentioned.
像这色界的天人呢，它可以分成四个天，啊，四个天就有初禅天、二禅天、三禅天和四禅天。所以你每次如果你听啊什么四禅八定啊，这指的是这样的东西，就初禅天、二禅、三禅、四禅天。那初禅天就可以分成三个不同地方，然后二禅又分了细分啊三啊四，所以呢。初禅到四禅天呢，总共有十七个不同的天。
All right. Then you say, palmless God, they divide into four, you know, four different level like that. So,
像无色界天呢，就色界天的上面就是无色界天，又可以分成四个部分。
All right. So this is the place. So from hell.To up to the, you know, what you call peak of the samsara, you know, so that is talking about the bombless God, the peak of the samsara, you know. So this is the place we have been taking rebirth from beginningless time. Also, we will take this place, you know, again, like that. So,
所以呢，我们的居住的地方啊，居住的地方啊，就是众生居住的，是从最底层呢、啊，痛苦最多的地狱啊，地狱啊，一直到上面呢，享乐越来越多，越快乐的这个无色界天的最顶的天叫做有顶天。如果你看它真实的翻译的话，它很多不同名字，叫非想非非想处。所以呢，这些天呢，从最痛苦的到最快乐的啊，最没有痛苦的天呢，我们每一个人呢，从无始以来，我们已经在这个地方，从地狱啊到飞翔飞飞翔天享受快乐，我们已经在这边投生了上上下下上上下下，已经很多很多次了。我们每一个人都是。
All right, so last time we talked the lumberingthe small scope, so we talk about the suffering of hell beings, you know, hungry ghosts, animal, you know, God's realm. I mean, wherever you're born, there's some kind of suffering there, you know.
所以呢，在上次我们有应该不是了啊，任伯爵可能忘了他叫英文班的。OK， 我们的华文班的那个智慧啊、福德什么，其实有大概有讲过了，有讲过就是菩提道次第的这个下士妇道，下士妇道我们已经讲过了，地狱啦、恶鬼啦、还有畜生啦、旁生道哦，他们所感受到的大痛苦，这个我们已经讲过了。这样其实呢，除了这个恶道的痛苦呢，在善道，就算是天人呢、啊，到最后其实都会感受到痛苦的。
So you have to understand this first line, second circle, third circle. So there are three circles to understand that.Wherever you're born, it's in sixth realm. You have the suffering, because you have the basis of suffering is there. You know, your body, the aggregate, is the basis for the suffering. Why? Because it's come from three poisons. You know? The basis is that. That's the cause you to take this place to rebirth. So because of that, you have this basic suffering. You know? The conditional suffering is always there.So that means you are not free from suffering, you know.
So, 呢，我们当我们看这个生命之轮这三个这个图画的时候，我们就要了解哦，它的这个圆圈它所代表的意思。就第一个圆圈呢是无明所引发的三生处啊，所以这个是无明。然后第二个呢，无明呢就造业，就造黑白月，所以这个是行，无明圆行了。然后这个石呢，这个石呢，就会种下这个石呢，在心识里面就带领我们投生到这个六道里面去。所以这第三个圆圈呢，这第第就是就不同的投生处，所以这是十二缘起里面的这三个圆圈代表的地方。这样，它这个三圆圈，我们看到这三个圆圈的时候呢，我们就可以知道，无论我们投生到哪一个道去。无论是善的道或者是恶的道去，我们其实呢都可以感受到痛苦，这是因为呢我们有这个运身，这个运身，可能你讲哦，可能有些投生的地方它没有所谓全部的五运，可是呢它还是有一些。它还是有一些其他的运在里面的，所以只要我们有这个运身的话呢，我们呢就会感受到痛苦。为什么呢？因为我们这个运身呢是由无明引发贪嗔痴造业而带来的，其实我们造的业是投生而得到这个运身的，所以只要有这个运身呢，无论我们投生到哪一道去呢，我们最终呢都会感受到痛苦。所以呢这个苦呢是遍一切处的，所以叫遍一切处的苦，所以也叫做运苦，或者是五运苦。
Okay, so here, so first circle, second circle, it shows the true cause of true suffering from the Four Noble Truth. If we look at the Four Noble Truth, then the true circle talking about the cause of true suffering.You know, this delusion and karma. Okay? Then the third circle shows the true suffering. You know? That's the Four Noble Truth. Yeah.
所以呢，当你看到这三个前面三个同心圆的时候呢，你可以哦，你可以这样想，你可以这样去思维，这个第一个同心圆就。正中央的那个圆圈呢，还有第一个圆圈呢，它代表了极地，它告诉我们的苦是从哪里来的，苦的原因呢是中央的这个由惑造业，这个惑呢所引发的贪嗔痴，就三种动物，由这贪嗔痴你就会去造的黑白业，就是所以呢这两个圆圈呢就是代表了极地，因为呢他过后呢他就种下了这苦的原因，过后你就要感受到苦了，所以第三个圆圈呢就代表了苦地，因为呢有了这个原因，你造下了这苦的因的话，你呢就会感受到这六道的 怎么讲呢，照应了，所以你就会投生到这六道去，你就会感受到苦。所以第三个圆圈呢是代表苦地。
So, then, after that, there's some Buddha image on top of that, you know, pointing the finger at like that, you know. So at the, your, I don't know, of course, at the right side there, yeah. So you can see there's some letter, so on top of that you see some circle, yeah. So, yeah.
这样你看到呢，这个圆圈外面，这外面的就超越这个生命之轮的，你看到有一尊佛的像哦，他画了一个佛像在那边。这佛像的这佛呢，就用手，他的右手指，然后指着右边呢、啊，指着右边呢、啊，那些有些文字，藏文的文字。
So like that, so that is the meaning is showing that, you know. So, I mean, Buddha is.Pointing the true cessation, you know, there is the true cessation, you know, just pointing that for the circle, you know, just symbolize the true cessation. So Buddha is pointing there. True cessation is there, you know, liberation is there, you know, true happiness is there, you know, not downstairs, you know, but he's pointing a little bit up there, you know.
为什么会有这个佛呢？站在右边那边指，你看佛站出的位置啊，其实已经跳脱了这个轮里面，所以就是说，佛陀是告诉你的，其实是有解脱这个轮回的方法的，哦，所以呢，他解脱轮回方法呢，他就用他的佛那个手指指出，哦，这是解脱轮回的方法，是可以从这个痛苦中解脱出来，所以他指的呢就是灭谛，他象征的就是灭谛。
So the circle symbolized true cessation. Okay, then below there's the one writing there. So that symbolized the true path, the writing, yeah. The letter there, the Tibetan letter there. So this symbolized the true path. The circle symbolized the true cessation. Yeah. So Buddha is showing that you want true path, no, true cessation, then you have to practice the true path.
The circle is this one, is it?
Round one, so
below
is the round
one.
Okay. Below is the letter there, so that symbolize the true path. Yeah.
所以当你看到这张图画，这个佛陀呢指着右边，这右边不是上面有个圆圈哦？啊，这圆圈呢象征的就是灭谛，是可以从这个轮回中解脱出来的，灭除一切痛苦的。所以这个是灭谛。在灭谛上面就有个牌子、啊，这牌子上面不是有很多文字了？这文字代表的呢，就是修道的方法，修道得证的涅槃的方法。所以呢，这些文字呢，就代表了这个道地。
Okay, so the letter there, you know, I mean, the symbolize, true path. So what I mean, actually, there's I mean two paragraph there, you know, so. What they normally write there is like that, you know. Those who wish to achieve liberation, then must put joyous effort, you know. Must have joyous effort. So that's one thing is that.
所以呢，你看。这图画里面其实有四圣地在里面的，虽然这佛陀指着这边呢，这个圆圈呢就是代表这个灭谛，在灭谛下面这个牌子里面呢有两段文字，藏文的两段文字，这个代表呢这个修行的方法，修行解脱的方法，所以这个代表呢这个道地，这两段文字呢在藏文里面就表示那些希求解脱的人啊，必须呢精进的去修。
Okay, so like, then, you want to, so, then also remembering the, remembering or understanding the problem of samsara, and must have this kind of, what called, discernment, yeah? The person should have discernment, renunciation, yeah.
这样呢，他呢，他的文字其实也是告诉我们，我们要了解哈、哦，如果了解这个轮回的主要的问题啊，要如实的去了解它主要问题，然后呢，我们要对轮回呢，不要有一丝一毫的留念和牵念，所以呢，我们要升起呢这样的出离心。
说来的then you practice, you know.Then you practice three higher training, you know, the practice of three higher training, the concentration and morality and the wisdom, you know,must practice that.
这样呢，我们对这个红尘啊，红尘啊，不要有任何的贪念的话，我们升起出离心呢，我们就要学这个三真上慧。
Okay, so then you practice, then they give some, then practice and destroy, you know, you practice the three higher training, then you destroy the three poor maras, you know, as mentioned before, the poor maras, aggregate, mara of delusion, mara of devaputra, mara of what? Delusion.So destroy this, you know, totally destroy this. Like, they give example, like, you know, if there's the grass house, you know, if there's like a grass house, then if the wild elephant come and destroy all the house like that, they give example like that. Like that, you destroy Pomara.
所以呢，我们的修行要修什么呢？就修这个三正上慧，就是戒定慧啊。戒定慧这三正上学，就要修你的戒啦，然后去禅修啦，然后产生智慧，这个叫三正上学。这样，我们如果能够如理的、如实的去修这三正上慧的话呢，有一天呢，我们就可以降服四魔。就是降服刚才所讲的蕴魔，这个无明魔，死魔，还有天魔，这样呢，我们完完全全的把这四魔的给摧毁掉。那摧毁掉四魔呢，我们就可以解脱了。就好像野象啊，在野外的野象，当他看见一件草屋的时候呢，这野象就会奔过去，把这草屋呢所有的草全部吃掉啊，然后把它给摧毁掉。
Okay, that's the first paragraph. You know, there's two paragraphs. So first, a poor line explain about that. You know, so.
所以呢，这就是这些文字、啊，就是上面的藏文的文字，就是第一段里面那个四行啊，可能看不清楚了哈、哦。四行里面的意思。
So then, the second paragraph they talk about those again. Buddha said, you know.Those who wish to achieve liberation, so must your three door, the body, speech, must be always living consciousness, yeah, always be consciousness.
第二段的文字、啊、这里面这个道地里面、哦、第二段的文字里面呢，是那些希求解脱的人要时时刻刻小心守护身口意三门。
说来的then so practice how to subdue your mind, you know, so to subdue your mind must practice true path. In order to subdue your mind, so mainly practice true path. Then Buddha said, what is true path here? So he mainly mentioning understanding the emptiness, you know, understanding the reality, how the reality exists, so must practice that wisdom.
所以当我们讲修呢，去修行的时候呢，它指的是要调伏我们的内心呢，我们的自心。所以呢，我们讲修去修行，就是修这个道地。这道地指的呢是如实的去了解空性， 而产生这个空性的智慧。这空性指的呢是万法万物的真相。
So here again, so in order to practice that wisdom, understanding reality, so you must have basis. Before that, you must have practice. The basis for that must have good, you know, practice of morality.
所以，当我们讲要修慧，修去修行得到智慧的时候呢，我们指的是我们要能够。靠修行去了解万物万法的真相，这样呢，要能够达到这样的境界呢，最基本我们要从最基本做起。那最基本的就是呢，我们要能够持守我们的戒律。
So if you're able to practice that, you know, especially to the true path, realizing emptiness, then you really practice that, you're able to liberate oneself from this.Samsaric suffering, you know, everything can be removed, you know. Then you don't have to suffer anymore, then you will achieve everlasting happiness, the Buddha said.
所以呢，我们依靠这个修持戒的这个基础呢，然后我们去修行的话呢，这样我们去修这个道地啊，这道地呢，这样。道地的修行的极限呢？你修完这个道地，就是证悟这个空性。当你能够证悟这空性的时候呢，你就可以从这个六道轮回中呢解脱出来。这解脱出来呢，你就可以远离所有的一切的痛苦，所有的障碍呢都能一切都能去除，你就会得到呢这个永久的快乐。
Okay, so.When you look this chart, so you can understand the Pole Noble Truth from here. You know, Buddha shows true path, true cessation. The teaching symbolizes the true path. Yeah, then the circle, then it's like that. You practice this way, then you're able to achieve everlasting happiness, the liberation. You know, so this showing the true path, and true cessation. So this will alive can understand the Pole Noble Truth also.
所以当你看到这整个图画画面呢，这用图画的方式来表达的话呢，你就可以了解到四圣地，就佛陀四圣地其实都在这张图画十二缘起的图画里面。所以呢，你就会看到呢，我们讲的要去修啊，修道其实指的就是这个道地。这道地呢，就是在这两段文字里面讲的。所以当你圆满了道地的话呢，你就会证得灭地，就你证到这个圆圈上面圆圈的圆满的圆圈了。所以呢，你证得这个圆圈，你就进入了所谓的那个涅槃了，就你就得到了永久的快乐。所以呢，这是这个十二缘起的这个生命之轮呢，这个图画呢所要画出来的意思。
Okay, so what I'm saying here.Yeah, we did talk about Pole Noble Truth in last class, last year. So here, so when you look at this chart, so you're able to understand the Pole Noble Truth, you know, what is the cause of suffering, you know, the true circle in the middle that can explain, you know. Then, what is the true suffering, then explained by the third circle. Then, what is the true path, true cessation, how to explain, you're able to understand that, you know.If somebody asks you, then you can explain that way. And what they write down there, then you have to explain. Oh, you know, this meaning is there. Buddha said, to achieve liberation, must have renunciation, must practice three-eye training. Then, you know, especially realizing emptiness, the wisdom of emptiness. If you have that, you have to liberate from the samsara, you know. Buddha said like that, so.
所以呢，去年呢，仁波切已经给我们开示过了四圣地了。所以当我们看到这个十二缘起的图画的时候呢，我们就可以这个我有学过啊，我们已经会了，这个四圣地。所以呢，我们那个懂得，这个 第三个圆圈呢，其实讲的呢就是苦地，然后第二个圆圈呢所显示呢就是极地，就苦的原因了。这样如果我们要解脱呢，我们就要去修这个道，就是由这个解脱就是佛陀了，佛跳出这个圆圈和指着那个修行的方法了，因为这修行方法可以跳出这个解脱轮回嘛。这指的呢就是这个里面的文字了，这样看到这文字呢，第一段讲的是什么了，第二段讲的是什么了，我们可以要跟别人讲，可以跟别人解释了，我每个人都要可以了哦，跟别人解释这个土话，然后呢就讲哦，如果我们要解脱的话呢，我们必须呢从痛苦中解脱，我们必须去要有出离心呐、啊，不要就是贪恋这个轮回所带来一点一点的快乐，所以呢我们要有这个解脱就出离的一个心，然后呢我们就要去修这个三增上学。这三增上学，您特别是对空性智慧的了解和修行，然后证悟呢，实证这空性，这样我们就可以从中解脱出来。所以这道地，所以我们证得这个道地的时候，我们就进入了这个灭地，就是这个圆圈来解释，就是带这个圆圈的代表。所以当我们以后拿到这张图画，如果看到这张图画在庙里面，啊，寺庙，我们就可以跟其他的佛友一起分享，其他朋友一起解释啊。
Can you explain?
大家可以吗？
可以。
就改次你带你的朋友去参观的寺庙，你看到这个十二缘起的这个生命之轮的图画，你就可以跟你的朋友解释了。
啊，
应该没有问题吧？
啊 ，Next time you have to stand and explain, you know.
人不强，下次呢，你要站在那边跟大家解释这个图画，这四圣地。
Okay, so now we go to the trail link, the third, the fourth circle. You know, so very beginning there, so all blind men walking with a stick, so that symbolizes the four, the trail link, the first one, the ignorance, yeah? At your left side there.
Yep.所以现在到我们要讲这个生命之轮的最外围的那个圆圈，第四个圆圈了，一二三四，同心圆最外围的那个圆圈。所以你看到在上面靠左边呢，靠左边你会看到一个老人，对吗？你看到一个老人，这个老人其实是瞎了眼了，他看不到的，所以是个盲人来的。哦，这个盲人他看不到的，所以说的代表的就是无明。
Okay, so that one, I mean, very old man, so also blind, also you have to depend on the stick. So, so he's walking on the road, you know, so he don't know, you know, which the right road, you know, where the cliff he might fall down, he never know. You know, he can't see. He can fall down anytime.So make mistake. Also, if you want to eat something, also he can't really differentiate, you know, what is good, what is bad, you know, what is can eat or not, you know, I mean, quite difficult to differentiate. Then, because of that, then he might experience different type of suffering, you know, either fall down or sick, whatever, you know, because of this blind, yeah, not seeing clearly.
我们用这个老人呢、他是瞎眼的盲人的哦，而且他走路呢是要靠着拐杖的，我们用这样的图画来代表无明。为什么呢？因为这个老人呢他已经很老，所以力气不大了，所以他是要靠拐杖来走的，所以他是走得很辛苦的，而且他看不到，所以呢，他在路上走的时候呢，他不知道他的方向是对的还是错的，他要走哪一条路他不知道，所以他真的是乱走的。这样呢，所以他有随时有可能会跌倒啊，或受伤啊，因为他看不到嘛。这样，因为他是看不到，所以呢，他也不能分辨他吃的东西是否对他的身体有益，他吃的是什么，所以他吃的东西对他是好的坏的，他也不知道。所以呢他也有可能会生病或什么，所以因为他的这样的状况，所以呢他经历了很多的痛苦。
So that Then, so because he can't see clearly, you know, because you can't see clearly, so because of that, he pays many different types of suffering, you know, he has to suffer many different ways.
因为他看不见，所以呢，他会感受到各种各样的痛苦。
So here, the meaning here, so talk about the first link, the dwelling ignorance. You know, so here, ignorance can be understand one who is not understanding the cause of karma and result. You know, and not really understanding the cause of karma. You know, effect.One thing is not understanding the true reality of the nature. You know?
所以呢，这个十二缘起枝的第一枝啊，这个由这个盲人呢、啊，盲人呢、啊，一个盲的老人来代表。所以这个十二缘起第一枝就代表这个无明。这无明呢，它就象征了、啊，就代表着，我们对业果的不了解。我们对万法万物的实相的不了解。
Okay, so we don't really understand the reality of the karma, how the karma works. You know, we don't really understand. So because of that, we create so much different, so many negative karma. Also, one thing is we don't understanding the reality, how the thing exists in reality. We don't understand. You know, so because of that.We create so much different type of negative karma, you know. So then, because of that, then you are not able to achieve the human rebirth, not able to achieve the liberation, you know. Then you fall down into the three lower realm, you know, hungry ghost, hell beings, animal realm, like that. Then you suffer there forever, you know.
所以呢，这无明呢，就是其实我们讲的是有两种，一种是对业果的不了解，所以叫做业果于无明；一种呢，对事物存在呀、啊，它存在的实相的不了解，所以就叫真实义于无明。由于这两种无明呢，所以我们造下了各种各样很多种哦的不善业。所以因为造下了这样的不善业的时候呢，我们就不能投生到善道啊，我们就不能得到解脱，这样呢我们却因此呢掉入了这个三恶道，就掉入到地狱啊、恶鬼啊、畜生道去了。当我们掉入这三恶道的时候呢，我们就感受到了大痛苦。
So that's the analysis like that. You know, the blind man, because of not seeing clearly, then he fall down or is wrongful, then he suffer like that. So here, the meaning is same thing. Because of the ignorance. You know, not understand how the karma works, how you don't understand how the reality exists. So because of that, we create so many negative karma, then end up we fall down in the lower realm. And suffering forever.
所以呢，我们看到这个图画的时候，我们可以这样的去思维了，这样去思维啊。这个因为呢，这个瞎眼的老人呢，他看不到，所以呢，他就一路走一路跌倒。那就代表呢，我们呢，因为我们对业果不了解，我们对真实义事物存在的不了解，这两种无明了，所以呢，我们造下了很多啊各种各样的不善业。由于我们造下了这样多的恶业呢，所以我们就投生到他就把我们推到这三恶道去，使我们呢一直不断地感受到很大的痛苦。
OK, so the first one, the dwelling, very very first one, so this is ignorance, you know, we have 12, so this is the first one, ignorance. This is the very cause of our problem, you know, very very the root of the problem, you know, so it starts from here.
所以呢，这十二缘起的第一支就叫做无明，它就是我们流转生死的根本的原因。
Okay, so next time, you also must remember, huh? Then this first link, this one, yeah, you must understand that.
所以呢，我们要了解这十二缘起智的第一支呢，就是这个无明，就在上面左上角第一个。
大家
找到了吗？
Next time somebody asks you, "What's the old man walking wire? What is that?" Then you have to explain that, you know.
所以当有人问你为什么是一个老人啊，他走路走到这个样子啊，这样你就要能够解释哦，其实这个老人已经很老了，哦，他瞎了眼了。其实我们都是老人了。
Okay, then the second one. Okay, then that's, I don't know, the second one there. So, look like digging gold like that, I don't know. The picture look like digging gold.
Potter, is it?
This book, the picture look like digging gold like that.
Digging gold, oh. So, 十二缘起支的第二支呢是行了，你看到哦，你看我把它对折哦。在右边哦，右边那个老人那个拐杖你看到这里吗？哦，下一个仁波切讲好像他在挖那个金子这样，不是挖金子了，他开玩笑了。哦，第二个好像是有一个人在挖金子的，那个是第二缘起第二支十二因缘，第二支行。
Okay, this one, yeah, the picture is the man, the potter who make the pot, yeah, this making pot, no.He make different type of pot, yeah, the potter anyway.
所以第二缘起支呢是一个造陶器的人哦，那做各种各样陶器的人，他在制作一个陶器。
Yeah, so here the potter can make, you know, the potter have. He can make, you know, what kind of pot he want to make is in his hand. Whether you want to make big pot or you want to make small pot, what kind of design, what kind of shape, you know, what kind of look. So up to the potter, you know, he can make. So he have all his decision, he can make different type of pot.
这个造陶器的人呢，他所造出来陶器啊，这个他的成品其实控制在他的自己的手中。他可以用自己手呢造出各种不同的形状啊，他三角形、三角形、四角形、四方形嘛，就是操纵在他的手上了。哦，他可以把它变成各种各样不同的形状，这是由他自己来决定的。
So that's that. So now, then this one, symbol, this one to understand that second link, compositional factor, not the karma.Composition and factor to understand that the second link.、Yeah.
所以呢，这造陶器者呢，就代表十二缘起支的行。他行啊，行和我们的行运是不大一样的哈。
So here, so through the ignorance, so.Due to the ignorance, so we create so many different type of karma, you know. to circle in samsara, you know, we create so many different type of karma. You know, so this is karma is like compositional activities. The karma is exactly like the potter. You know, what kind of rebirth we take, you know.But the good rebirth, bad rebirth is entirely different on the karma. Karma will decide. like a potter decide what kind of pot to make, you know. What kind of pot he wish to make. Like that. So exactly like that, karma is the one who decide, you know. What kind of rebirth, you know, you take. So like that.
所以呢，我们因为无明的牵引所以呢，我们就造下了这个业，哦，这无明是我们的动机，它造下的业呢，这个业呢，就会引来以后这个运的那个业，它就种下了那个业，所以呢，它就让我们后来能够流转生死，就好像呢，一个造陶器者，他用他的手呢，造出了各种各样不同形状的那个陶器，啊，所以呢。 这全部呢就是决定在这个造陶器者的手上了。如果他造出来是很好看的，就比如说呢我们去造的这个业呢，如果是造的善业呢，以后呢就得到会投生到善道，如果造的是恶业呢，以后呢就会投生到恶道去。所以呢这个业呢就决定所造的业呢就决定我们将来所投生的地方，就好像制陶器者他能够决定他要造出来的陶器是什么样子的。
对，so karma decide which kind of place, what kind of rebirth you to take. Also, then that place, any rebirth, also what kind of, you know, environment, which kind of environment, which kind of enjoyment, you know, wealth, possession, and good, you know, how beauty, how ugly, you know, all this is decided by the karma.
所以由无明所引发所造下的各种业呢，它能够决定将来我们投生到的地方那个环境是怎么样的，然后呢我们所享用到的地方我们的受用是怎么样的，是有很多受用啊还是很少受用啊，它也可以决定我们将来投生呢我们的长相是怎么样的，我们长得很漂亮啊或者长得很丑陋啊等等，这就是由业呢所造下所决定的。
Okay, so this one to understand the second link, the compositional factor, to understand that so karma decide good or bad result isWho decide? The karma will decide. No, like a portal, no.
所以呢，我们因为无明所造下的业呢，所以我们就叫这个叫做行，哦，行为所造下的业。所以呢，我们所造下的业呢，就决定我们将来下一生，我们所投身的是善道、恶道，我们的环境、投身的环境、我们的受用等等这一切。
So then, the third one, there's one house and monkey jumping or I don't know, something like that.
像无明缘行，行过后呢，就会有业，对吗？这样业呢，是缘这个识呢来运作的，所以呢第三个哈，十二缘起的第三只就叫石。石那里看这图画，其实是一只在边跳上跳下，在屋子上面跳上跳下的一只猴子来代表。
Okay, so that's talking about the third link. You know, I don't know what goes the consciousness, yeah.
所以呢，这猴子呢，代表了十二缘起之的第三只石。
So that means after we create the karma, yeah, the second link, through ignorance we create the karma, good, bad. Then that karma, you know, after you create the karma, then that leave imprint, you know, in the mind, you know, so that mind, the imprint leave that mind, so that mind call the third link, the consciousness, yeah. The consciousness will carry the imprint, yeah.
所以当我们由第一缘起之无明惑去造业之后呢，在造下这个业呢就是第二之行，然后呢它就会在我们的心中呢留下这个习气，这习气呢是熏陶于我们的识的，所以就带来这第三之缘起之这个就是识。
So here the monkey symbolizes the consciousness.And also, so like, you know, the monkey cannot, you know, sit still in one place, you know, keep moving, you know, you can see that how the monkey moves, you know. So, just moving here and there. Also then, monkey jump from one tree to another tree, you know, like that, you can see that. So this symbolizes our mind, you know, symbolizes the mind. Our mind is exactly like that, you know, doesn't stay.In the object one time, keep moving, you know, so active, like a monkey. Like
这十呢是由这个猴子来代表的，因为呢猴子呢是坐不定的，它不可能在一个地方坐定下来啊。你看到猴子，如果你有机会观看的话，它一定是从一个树枝，然后一下子呢跳跳跳跳，然后又跳到另外的树枝，就从跳来跳去跳来跳去，就好像我们的心识一样，我们心识好像是猴子一样，在跳来跳去跳来去，不能定下来的。所以这个第三缘起呢，这第三缘起之呢，就识，就是由啊猴子来代表。
Okay, so, so like that. So the monkey symbolized the consciousness, the mind, you know, so.
所以猴子呢就代表我们的识，就是我们的心识。
So sometimes they call our monkey mind, yeah, something like that. A monkey mind, something like that. So that means, you know, I mean, when you, our mind, I mean, sometimes when you don'tMeditate, then you don't see that much. You know, your mind is look like okay. You know, but when you try to meditate, then you're able to see that your mind how many things you want to meditate, but your mind doesn't sit in the object, but keep thinking another thing. You know, so active. You know, so like that.
所以英语有句话呢，就叫做 monkey mind, 就猴子的心事，就表示呢，其实我们的心像猴子一样跳来跳去、跳来跳去的话。如果你有去啊打坐啦或修定的话，你去叫静思静虑的话，你就发现呢，其实当你坐下来的时候，你的心很难安定在一个境界啊。你的心呢，本比如说你要观想一样东西，可是你的心一直跳来跳去、跳来跳去，就你观想东西，你没有办法定在那个地方。
Yeah, so never quiet. You know, our mind is never quiet. You know, always something there. You know.
我们的心呢，其实是很难安静下来的，它在那边跳来跳去的。
Yeah, all like that. So then, okay, one thing is that you know, monkey jumping from one tree to another tree like that. So that, you know, so that means you know, our mind goes, you know, from this life to next life. Then like that, you know, keep continue, you know, one life to another life. So like that. So.
所以呢，这只猴子呢，就是从一根树干，然后跳到另外树干啊，再从跳到另外一棵树，所以它是不停的跳动，就好像我们的心识一样，我们心识也是在那边跳来跳去的，而且我们心识不只是在这一生啊，在我们的心里面跳来跳去，它从这一生呢跳到下一生去。
So like that, so here, so we talk about the from trailing, we talk about these three ignorant, composition and factor.And the consciousness, yeah. So through ignorance, you create the karma. After you create the karma, the imprint left in the consciousness. In the consciousness, we move on life to life. You know.
所以呢，这个十二缘起呢，第一支啊，前面三支就是无明、无明缘行、行缘始。就是说呢，我们由无明啊，这生死流转生死的根本呢，我们因为不了解的话，我们无明啊，所以我们就造下的业，啊，造下业就是有了第二支，就是这个行啊，啊，因为我们有造下的业呢，我们就留下在我们的心识呢留下了这个习气，所以呢，这个就是第三支缘，第三支识。
So last time I mentioned, you know, ignorance is like a palmer. I mentioned that. So then, the karma is like a seed. Then consciousness is like a field. Yeah.
所以呢，仁波切上次曾经讲过，就说呢，无明就好像是一个播种的农夫，然后呢，叶呢就好像是种子，然后呢，我们的心识啊，我们的心识就好像是田地一样，所以呢，无名的农夫就把这个叶的种子呢撒在我们心识的田地上。
Okay, so then after that, I think then name and poem, you know, then after you have this course, then.Produce the result. Yeah.
当无明造业，然后业呢，在你的心识呢留下了习气的时候呢，它将来呢就会 有果报，因为已经造了业嘛，一定会有果报，这果报呢就会投生到其中一个道上去，所以呢就他就有了第四支名色。
嗯，
错。
嗯，
maybe I talk next time this one from the one. Yeah. Maybe.
所以呢，前面三支呢，我们都已经讲完了。十二缘起的前面三支就无明缘、行行缘时，这样呢，下一堂课呢，Rinpoche才会跟我们讲这后面的缘起之名色六处处受爱。
Okay. So far I explained the three. So.You have any question on that? Yeah.
Rinpoche 已经讲解了十二缘起之的前面三支无明行识，大家有什么问题吗？来 ，CEO。Rinpoche, just now we talk about the two paragraphs. Okay, for this what I call
true path.
True path, yes. CEO would like you to explain again.
Explain what?
Yeah, could you please repeat?
Repeat?
Yeah, briefly.
Summarize. Okay. So, what the paragraph telling there is those who wish to achieve liberation must put effort. Yeah, one thing is that.
这两段文字的第一段就是希求解脱的人们，你们需要精进修行。
So that means don't be lazy. Yeah.
就说不可以偷懒了。
So then also must understand the problem of the samsara. If you reborn in the samsara, what problem you get? You know, not one time, but never ending suffering.Sometimes go to lower realm. Then once you burn to lower realm, you have to understand how many long period of time you have to suffer. Even if you born in the god realm, last time we mentioned, before dying, there was so much suffering. You know? So like that. So you have to understand the suffering of samsara, the problem of samsara. You know, really samsara is not good. And have some kind of, you know,Dischantment, you know, or this is not good, you know, samsara is not good, or I want to free from this, you know, like have some renunciation there, you know, he said.
第一段呢，希求解脱的人们，你们要精进修行呢，除了说不可以偷懒之外呢，其实上它主要的是要告诉我们的，我们应该。正确的去了解轮回的问题，因为这个轮回呢，其实我们讲轮回有很多苦，很多苦啊，轮回是苦的。可是呢，它到底是，我们到底是不是真正的去了解了？其实讲轮回是苦呢，因为呢，这个苦呢，并不只是一次性的苦，他们不是说这一生就这一生才会感觉痛苦，或者只有这样一次痛苦完了以后就是很快乐，而是这个苦呢是没完没了的，它是没有了结的啊。尤其是当我们呢投生到三恶道的时候呢，我们所感受到苦呢是一个很长的时间，那经书讲是长劫，是用劫来算的一个长劫的时间。就算我们投生到善道，你讲哦，这是恶道，恶道一定感受到痛苦了。就算投生到善道，比如说天人有多享乐了，可是呢，他的享乐也是不究竟的，他最后呢也是要感受到痛苦的。 所以呢，他苦呢，就算在善道也是会有痛苦的。天人在临死前呢，他所感受到痛苦是很大很大的那种大痛苦。所以呢，就因为我们了解到，无论是在恶道或善道，我们都会感受到苦，因为我们有着苦的这个运生嘛。所以呢，我们就应该升起这个不贪恋这个轮回里面的这个轮回的这个心。如果我们升起了这个不贪恋轮回的心的时候呢，我们就升起了佛陀所说的这个出离心。
So then, with your effort, see this problem of samsara, you know? Then, put effort, you know, to free from that wish for liberation. Then, you practice in three high training, you know, living morality, then developing concentration, then, you know, developing wisdom, you know?If you do that, then you are able to, you have to achieve the liberation. So like that.
所以呢，当我们如实的了解这苦的话，懂得轮回是苦的话呢，这样我们就会去真的很精进了哈，去修了，去学，那就知道了，这样我们就知道，因为呢有解脱的可能啊，就这苦呢有灭除的可能，所以我们就去精进的去修行，啊，这样去修行呢，主要是修这个三增上学，就是修戒定慧。啊，保持我们的戒律啦，然后去禅修、去静思、去打坐，然后呢，有打坐里面呢，我们去了解万法存在的真相，啊，就是所谓的空啊，了解空，然后呢，去静修，产生这个空性的智慧。这样，如果我们可以这样去修行的话呢，我们就有一天呢、啊，有一天我们就能够从轮回中完全的解脱出来。
So basically saying that, you know, so try always conscientious, you know, also your body, speech and mind, always conscientious, then also try to subdue your mind, you know, so like that. So best to subdue your mind, so realizing emptiness, you know, so like that. So if you do that, you're able to achieve liberation, so like that.
所以呢，我们要时时精进，这样就是精进的话呢，我们也要时时的守护我们的三门，身口意三门，因为我们造业都是从这三门去造的，所以呢，我们能够守护我们三门的话呢，我们就可以净化啊我们的心呢、啊，这自净其意啊，这样的去如实的去修的话呢，这样我们呢就有一天呢，真的就能够解脱了。
Yeah, so you have to understand that. First, you have to, by studying this one, so must understand what is the root cause for the samsara. You know, so that's something to understand. What really ignorance means, understand that. Then, after that, what really can remove the ignorance is only wisdom directly realizing emptiness. You know, then that wisdom only able to remove the.Root of samsara, the ignorant, you know.
所以首先呢，我们必须要去了解，啊，要去了解。如果要了解的话，我们要去啊，去听闻啊，去思考啦，啊，自己去读了。这样，我们去听闻佛法，或自己去读佛经等等，啊，我们就要去找出呢轮回根本的原因。它的根本原因是什么呢？如果找出这根本原因呢，其实就是我们的无明愚痴。像我们的无明愚痴呢，是使我们造业轮回的罪魁祸首。所以它有没有办法能够解除呢？解除掉它，摧毁它，去除它的方法是什么呢？这就需要靠我们的智慧。这样呢，能够去除这个无明愚痴无明的智慧呢，就是我们要了解事物存在的真相啊，这个真相呢，就是我们所讲的空性智慧。所以，当我们证得这空性智慧的时候，我们就可以解脱了。
OK， 哦呀 ，OK， stop here then， 啊
，OK。所以今天呢，我们就讲到这里。 dedication. OK, 我们自己做吧。请打开第32面。嗯，就是另外一本比较厚一点的颂本，客颂本。32面你可以看到回向这两个字。就是那本日常颂文 Short Daily Prayers 第32面，来让我们一起做回向。愿以此功德普及于一切，我等与众生皆共成佛道。愿此珍贵菩提心未生令其速升起，已生令其不退转，辗转增上恒滋长。好，34面。勇猛文殊如宝了诸法，大行普贤菩萨亦如是。未能随从彼等清净学，我将此等善根皆回向，正如一切三十善士佛所赞种种回向中最甚。未行普贤行，我亦如是，将此善根个个皆回向。
OK，
谢谢大家，我们下个星期天1:30在这里，好，继续讲下去。